7-year-old Lynette Wiley frowns in concentration as she maneuvers her mouse to zigzag a white arrow across her computer screen. With one finger, she carefully types the name of one of her favorite websites.
Barbie.com, Brass, and iCarly.com.
She likes to email her dad and talk to friends on Facebook, and she's learning to do research online.
Sometimes my teacher asks me questions, and then I will, search them on Google.
But last year, the second grader struggled to do internet homework. The only computer she could use was at a local library, which typically closed 2 hours after school ended. Lynette is still learning where all the letters are on the keyboard, so she never had enough time to finish.
I'll be trying to type fast, but I'll be looking for the letters that I need.
Lynette currently lives with her mother at the People's Emergency Center in Philadelphia. It serves as a transitional residence for homeless single women and their children. The dozens of families it serves had no in-house computer access until last week when the city opened a computer lab in the center. Living in the digital dark ages made it difficult for children to do homework and for moms like Florence Delbridge to learn computer skills or find a job.
Never had access to a computer, so I'm learning. I'm also in computer classes, and I like to learn all I can because I never had the opportunity to.
More than a quarter of American families have no access to computers or the internet at home or anywhere nearby. The rate is even higher in Philadelphia, where city officials estimate 41% of residents cannot afford the technology. But Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter plans to change that.
You can't truly be free if you don't have information. You can't be connected if you have no ability to be connected.
So Mayor Nutter has added technology improvements to Philadelphia's most recent infrastructure plan, which typically maps out future transportation and utility systems, housing developments, and public buildings. Experts like Andrew Buss from the city's Division of Technology say that's a vital step in closing the digital divide.
It's a new mindset that technology has to be imbued across the city's infrastructure, and it's a very important part of it.
So important that over the next 2 years, Philadelphia plans to set up 48 computer centers, like the ones at the People's Emergency Center, in other shelters, recreation centers, and libraries. It will also distribute more than 5,000 laptops to low-income families and create public Wi-Fi spots for free wireless internet access. The project will bring the city closer to digital equality, an important goal, according to Nicole Turner Lee. She's the director of the Media and Technology Institute for the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies.
What started out as a digital divide, where at that time we were dealing with public access to computers and the internet, has turned into a movement to advance digital inclusion and digital equity that allows citizens to really realize the full benefit of how this tool and platform can improve the quality of their life.
Computer labs are a great way to bring access to low-income families, but Lee says she would like to see cities invest in projects that bring the internet directly into homes.
The ability to accelerate in-home broadband access allows people to have this unlimited connection to a resource that will, change their lives and transform their lives. That's really the ideal place where you have citizens connected where they live.
Other U.S. cities are also taking steps to close the digital divide. San Francisco's mayor hopes to provide the entire city with free or low-cost internet access. Minneapolis participates in a computer exchange program that gives refurbished computers to low-income families. And smaller communities, like Binghamton, New York, focus on teaching digital literacy skills to children and the unemployed. For VOA News, I'm Matthew Petrillo in Philadelphia.